Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, September the 23rd, 2012.
Stand against. God, you are higher than any other, and our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
The passage that we're going to be paying attention to as we pray tonight is from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. So you'll want to have your Bibles open there. You probably noticed that the ones who have been on stage up to this point tonight have done so without shoes. And there is a reason behind that. Throughout this year, our youth group, our high school Sunday school class, has sought to pray every Sunday morning through the book of Psalms and then also praying for our world. One of the ways that we have found to help us remember that we're in the presence of holiness is to remove our shoes. Because as God told Moses when he met with him, take off your shoes because you stand on holy ground. And so that's an open invitation for you as well. If you feel comfortable doing that, if you don't mind doing that, maybe ask the person next to you if they mind. But we would invite you to also, if you feel comfortable, to remove your shoes with us to remind ourselves of the one whose presence we're in tonight. Hopefully you grabbed a bulletin on your way in, so we'll follow that format. The first thing I want to draw your attention to tonight is verse 11 that says that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. That covers a lot. And so we're going to ask and we're going to invite you to participate with us. The microphones are on the floor, three of them here on the main floor, and then a couple in the balcony also. We're going to invite you to praise God for His grace with us tonight. And so if you will, as you pray, keep in mind God's grace that has appeared to us throughout history. It appeared to the patriarchs and to the prophets. It appeared through Christ and the apostles, and it appears to us even now as we see God working salvation through people even now. And God's saving grace has appeared in our lives in the same way. And so we want to express our thanks to God for that grace that has appeared tonight. So there may be scripture passages that you would want to approach the microphone to draw our attention to, or there may be prayers that you would want to say to God on behalf of His saving grace. And so we invite you to do that now for the next few minutes.
Lamentation says, through the Lord's mercies we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. Father, we live in trying and desperate times, and there are many things and many situations where we're almost tempted to place our hope in men, in politics, in other things. Dear Father, help us to realize Your great grace to us, Father, and the fact that You are the only thing worthy of our hope and of our praise. Thank You, for great indeed is Your faithfulness.
For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Father, we want to thank You for the grace that brings us salvation in You. You did it all for us. We can't do anything but receive it by faith. From the depths of our heart, we say thank You for the grace of God that brought us salvation in Christ.
John 1 says, "And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." Thank You, Lord Jesus, for our undeserved grace. Thank You that You came to earth. You, first of all, created us, and then You came to earth to give Your life for us, as we learned again this morning in the service. You gave Your only begotten Son. Only this time He gave up His life. and that grace has brought us salvation. We are so undeserving, and we're just so thankful tonight that you have appeared to us and through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we're just thankful that those of us who have received you, you have become our Savior and we have eternal life.
Lord, please forgive us for the audacity of praying for an escape from this world. I'm praying for you to come quickly when the multitude of every tongue and tribe and nation is not yet finished. And that doesn't just include people all around the world, but the folks that we have come in contact with in the last few days. And even as some people say, where is the promise of his coming? As if your apparent delay is weakness. It is not weakness, Lord. It's a reminder to us of the grace, the graciousness that you showed in saving us before we died, and the graciousness that you continue to extend to this world. To do that, Lord, we realize that sin goes on in the days until those people come to you. Lord, help us to do our part, as David reminded us this morning in reading the scriptures from Titus, that we would live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, which is our part, and that we would open our mouths, and after having shown, we would, alongside of the revelation of the graciousness of God in our lives, that we would tell others how they can find the same grace. We praise you and worship you. And someday we'll be able to sing together. And until then, the choir is not finished. And help us, Lord, to do our part to bring the final choir together in these last days, in Jesus' name.
Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to desire. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day, and I'm thankful that we can all come here and learn about you and pray to you, and thank you for sending your grace through your Son, Jesus Christ, and help everyone to make good choices this week, and remember this and what you did. In your name, amen.
It's an honor to be in the main service tonight with you all. Thank you for giving us the chance to help lead you in worship as we work our way through this verse in Titus. Please join us in singing Worthy is the Lamb.
Titus 2:12 says, "And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with self-control, right conduct, and devotion to God." Another thing we get to do in high school Sunday school class often is split up into smaller groups in a more intimate setting and pray together. So what we want to do for the next several minutes is get into some smaller groups and pray that because of God's grace, we will deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we will live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. So if y'all wouldn't mind gathering in some small groups, we're going to pray for several minutes, and then TJ will come and pray for us as we close that.
Dear Lord, thank you for your saving grace. Thank you for always being with us during temptations, and just please continue to be with us as we're surrounded by them every day, and just help us not to continue sinning against you any longer. In your name I pray, amen.
Titus 2:12-13. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the saving grace of God causes us to hope for the glorious appearing of Christ. Another thing we've been doing in youth group is kneeling down and trying to really focus and pray individually. So if you're physically able, we ask that you kneel and pray by yourself. But if not, you can just sit in your seat. Thank you for this hope that causes us to know of your returning. And please take these verses to apply to our lives. And in Jesus' name, amen.
I sing. Praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Verse 14 says, Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. The microphones are going to be open again now just to thank God for his redemption and his purification of us.
Ephesians 2, and you were dead in the trespasses and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the two words, but God. God, I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your redemption. In Jesus' name.
First Peter 4:7, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling, as each has received a gift. Use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks the oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we're so thankful that you've told us how to live. And Lord, as we see the things around us that point to your coming, Lord, help us evermore to live and in a way that would show others, Lord, that we know you. Give us opportunities even this week to show others the hope that lies within us because we know you. And thank you for your death, your burial, and your wonderful resurrection that gives us hope that we will be with you forever.
Would you stand with me? I'm going to ask that you remain standing through the closing song also, but also at this time the fellas are going to come and we're going to take an offering. As we've had a chance to give our words to God tonight, we also want to give from our wallets as well. Let me pray for us. Lord, we are lost without you, and we come to you tonight to remind ourselves, lest we forget about grace. We are so easily distracted by the temptations and the desires of the world because we see them as valuable. but we only see them as valuable if we take our eyes off of the true value of Christ and his work on the cross. And the grave could not hold him. How could we give less than our lives? Forgive us when we fall. Pick us up and send us where we can go into all the world and make disciples, teaching them to follow you and walk in your ways so that they also can make disciples. Until we are able to be with you forever in the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, bless this, our time, and this offering, and may you further it for your kingdom. In Christ's name, amen.
Amazing love.
I'll tell you what, we're going to sing that chorus just one time, and then we're going to go to our business meeting, and it is going to be very instructive and encouraging, and so we encourage all of you to stay. But should any of you need an opportunity to make a way of escape, this would be your opportunity. So let's sing that. Nate, can you just get Willis to do that last chorus?
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.
Father, as we come into this meeting, I pray that we'll have your mind in these things and that you'll use us in special ways, and we'll be encouraged and refreshed tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.